Hey, it's Cameo, and welcome. Just like you, I wear many hats, and sometimes I feel overwhelmed by the demands of everyday life. And there was a time when I felt lost, stuck, and unsure of how or where to start the transformation that I needed. And that's why we're here, to share experiences, lessons, tools, and tips for shaking up your life and living for you. I'm glad you're here, so let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Cameo Show. I'm your host, Cameo, and today we are going to dive into the conversation of breaking generational cycles. Now, I want to start this episode by saying, as many of you know, I am not a doctor. I am not an expert in this area. I am, however, just sharing my own experiences and conversations and research with you to bring this to the surface so that you can start to explore what it looks like for you and then decide what direction you want to go with this topic, if any. So this topic is something that we're talking about because I had a recent experience in my own household and a conversation about it. So as many of you may already know, my husband Greg and I have an 18-year-old daughter. And she and I, as well as my mom, were having a conversation one day around an incident, a behavior that our daughter, Faith, had displayed. Less than desirable behavior. She's a good girl, but hey, we all have our mishaps, right? We all have our moments. And she was having a moment. And we were having this conversation about it because, coincidentally, it was a moment that she's aware of that I had maybe a decade or so ago, almost kind of an exact replication of something that I had done, kind of throwing a fit, so to speak. And so the three of us were having this conversation because I was explaining to her that that is the example that she's seen in me. And while I didn't fix the behavior fast enough to model for her in a better way, that was what she saw. And she has the ability to stop that behavior now. It's on her as an 18-year-old, as an adult, you know, as someone who has control over her behavior and future. And the conversation went deeper then for me to say, and you know, I saw that behavior in my own mom. And then for us to go deeper and say, well, what did my mom see then in her examples, in her family members, that is passed down all the way to where we were having this conversation in the present moment? So I was kind of curious to explore that a little bit more because I think that it's a pretty common theme in families, one. And also I think it's a large topic of conversation right now, two, which is extremely important for people to be having. I found a couple of statistics that were a little bit staggering. 67% of individuals who grew up in dysfunctional families will perpetuate the same cycles in their own lives. 67%. That's according to research and a study done by the CDC. The Center for Child Counseling and various other health sites also kind of verify and mimic this same information. It's pretty close. You know, the stats are a little bit different when you start looking at various studies and organizations, but they're all pretty much in that same 60 to 70 percentile when they start talking about these experiences that people have had as adults and the studies that they've done. It also went on to say that 60% of Americans have experienced at least one adverse childhood experience during childhood. Adverse childhood experiences are traumatic events that occur during childhood and then are linked to poor health in adults. Poor health meaning substance abuse, mental health disorders, suicide, cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, all of those. So those are pretty staggering stats, but it also kind of confirms that idea that this is something that's happening and that we're becoming a little bit more aware of, that we have more access to research and information to dig into a little bit. Adverse childhood experiences include things like violence, abuse, growing up in a family with mental health or substance abuse, and the toxic stress from those experiences change brain development and how our bodies respond to stress. So that's where those poor health adverse reactions come in. And the violence and the abuse, I just would like to mention, that's not just limited to physical, that's also emotional, neglect, all of those things that fall into that category where something has happened that's impacted usually us in childhood and we don't realize it, or an example that's been set by someone who we look up to as a normal behavior that we've never really questioned and that we just mimic or continue to accept in our adult lives. But as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode about the conversation I was having with our daughter and my mom, it's never too late to rewrite the narrative. It's never too late to hit the reset button. It's never too late to start investigating these types of things and what's happening and how they're happening in your life. And the first step in this healing journey is to acknowledge that it really is you who is in control of that. You're the key step in making these changes in your life. And that was what I was explaining to our daughter. She's 18 now. You know, she lives at home. Like I said, she's a good girl. But some of these behavior patterns, it's on her to explore at this point in her journey and to really own and to understand where they came from. Just as at 41, it's on me to explore and understand where these behavior patterns came from. Some of the things that I've been able to adjust already and some of the things that I haven't recognized yet. That begins with self-reflection and acknowledging the impact of these choices on our behavior. And it can be really difficult because then you have to, one, dig into your childhood a little bit and see these people, these parents that we love so much as humans who were doing the best that they could when they were becoming adults and entering adult phases of life and carrying on patterns that maybe they didn't recognize were cycles for them. And that can be uncomfortable because you don't want to look at anyone like they've done anything to you in a sense of a victim mentality, but more of like an understanding that these patterns may seem genetic, they may seem conscious, but they're not. They're things that are just kind of ingrained patterns that take courage to confront and effort to change. So once we're there and we're uncovering these uncomfortable patterns, really digging into understanding how and why we got to where we are, why we behave the way that we behave, where did it originate, we can extend some compassion and some understanding and some forgiveness to those influences who came before us, but also then to ourselves. You only do what you know, and when you know better, you do better. And this is part of that process. Committing to understanding and seeking a resolution. Again, back to you're the key piece in this healing journey. Seeking a resolution so that you can understand what you can do differently and feel empowered to change that behavior. And I would like to note here again, kind of back to the, I'm not an expert, I'm not a doctor. This is just my own personal research and experience. But sometimes there are things that are not possible to self-treat. Sometimes there are traumas and behaviors that are so severe that it's really important to seek professional help. And I have experienced that in my own life. I am a huge advocate of therapy, my husband as well. So I would encourage anyone, if that's available to you, begin with yourself, own it, absolutely. Research, educate, dig into it, but also seek professional help. There's so much richness in having someone who knows how to handle all of this behavior, listen to you, and give you tools and tips and practices that will help you move along and evolve. And be patient. Be patient with yourself, be patient with others. And sometimes, however, despite your best efforts on your own, even as you're working through therapy, should you choose to go that route, we stumble, right? We stumble. And part of this process is also embracing the idea that it's okay to miss the opportunity to break the cycle ourselves. And that's something that I also was explaining to Faith, that not only is it her opportunity now to own it, but I also still feel a responsibility to her to point it out to her, to put my ego and my pride aside and say, I missed, baby, I missed. I was not aware of this early enough in your childhood to catch it and to break it myself. And so you did see that as the example. You did see me behave in certain ways that impacted your decisions now as you're becoming your own adult. And so it isn't your fault. Extending compassion to her, but also giving her direction that you get to choose now how to make that change. And having that from me, she hasn't expressed it to me, But in having that from my own mom while we were having this conversation also helps give you permission to feel a little bit better about it and to also feel empowered. I'm just a human. My mom's just a human. My daughter understands that we've never done this before either. And so giving her this extension of understanding that, like, I missed and I wasn't always the best example for you, but you get to choose now earlier in your adult life to make that change has been, I believe, empowering for her. Also, when we stumble, it's an opportunity to teach our children, Faith, our son Ben, others that are looking up to us, resilience, empathy, the importance of learning from our mistakes. When we openly discuss these challenges and acknowledge that we mess up and that we're just human, we create a safe space for our children to understand that being imperfect and messing up and starting again is a part of growth, and that it's okay to make mistakes, that you're not always going to get it right out of the gate. For me, this conversation around breaking these generational cycles and investigating into my own childhood and behavior isn't just about personal growth. It's also about leaving a legacy of empowerment and transferring knowledge. And sometimes that also takes the pressure off, that I am human, I do make mistakes, and that it isn't always about me and my own growth, but what I can do to help my children or those who look up to me do better. And it gives me a little bit more purpose. And I feel like perhaps that's a common theme too, that sometimes we think about these things for ourselves and we wonder if we're worthy and if we're worth it and if these changes for ourselves are necessary. But when you tie your purpose to someone else that you love, it makes things a little bit more clear. And you put a little bit more focus and effort into it. If we can instill in ourselves first, of course, but definitely into our kids, a sense of courage to challenge the status quo, to question why you behave a certain way, you foster this mindset of embracing change and growth. So whether you're at the beginning of your journey and you're just kind of starting to understand what a generational cycle or these traumatic events mean in your life and how they've impacted you, or you're along the path of breaking these cycles, you know, you hear that a lot. The cycle stops here. Just remember that it's never too late to start. It's okay if you stumble along the way. What truly matters is your intention and the effort that you put forth for a better future for yourself, for those around you that you love, and then, of course, for future generations to come. Stay self-aware. Look for opportunities to take ownership of your choices in life. Investigate the what and why. Extend compassion and empathy to yourself. And always keep a willingness to learn at the forefront of everything. And I do hope you'll join us next time as we continue to explore ways to embrace growth and create positive change in our lives.
Hey, yo. Congratulations on investing into yourself and your growth. I hope you found this episode to be beneficial and feel proud of yourself for showing up. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing with someone else who may benefit from it too. I'd love to hear from you, so hit me up on all socials at Cameo Elise Braun. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow for new episodes and updates. Also, it's super important to mention, this is intended for entertainment and education through experience. None of it is fully known to be fact and is not a replacement for professional advice from a therapist or doctor. Thank you so much for being here with me. And be sure to thank yourself for showing up.